The way we're going to approach it is I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of background on SDOs and SEPs and lots of other acronyms. I realized today in going through my notes that my presentation is full of them, so you'll have to bear with me. I'm going to give you some background information on those and talk about some of the major controversies that are developing at some of the standards development organizations worldwide. And then afterwards, Andrew's going to walk you through some recent decisions and relevant case law that relates to those issues. Okay, so let's start with the question of what exactly is an SDO or an SSO. Technical industry groups often form voluntary organizations to develop and adopt technical standards to advance the state of their technology and allow compatibility among different products that are made by different manufacturers so that any of those standard compliant products can work together. These industry groups often are generally referred to as standard setting organizations or standard development organizations. There's a little bit of a distinction between those two, but not really necessary for us for our purposes here today. These organizations are really quite ubiquitous, even if you might not realize it. As just one example, the Gesmer Updegrove Law Firm maintains an online list of SDOs that are in the information and communications technology fields. And in that field alone, the list numbers well over 1,000 such organizations worldwide at this point. A familiar SDO that you might be familiar with is the IEEE, which is the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers that develops standards for electrical and electronic engineering, telecommunications, computer engineering, and related disciplines.